1680 WOKB AM Winter Garden, Florida.
Needs a little help organizing their home or office. The six-dot Braille label maker, manufactured by Logantech, lets you easily label your world with crisp, clear, quality Braille labels using patented, user-friendly technology. Now you can simply type the Braille into a Perkins-style keyboard and the Braille comes out effortlessly. It even has an automatic cutter and scores the tape so you can easily peel it without a struggle. If you want to use a QWERT keyboard instead, simply plug it in, type the words, and out comes the Braille. Mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get 10% off your order of any of our products. Contact info@logantech.com or call 203-721-6074. That's 203-721-6074. Label your world today. Logantech, improving your quality of life.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That is right. And believe it or not, this is September the 2nd. Welcome. We are live from Orlando, Florida. And if you want to call in, which I hope you do, like to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Let me introduce the players today in the studio. To my right, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Lynn, my co-host, Lynn Golder.
Thank you, Michael. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the first Sunday in September. Wow.
And to my left, my other co-host, my buddy What's his name? Gary. Oh, wait a minute. It's Gary Sinclair.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be back again.
Your private chef, Michael.
Yes, it's Michael's private chef.
And behind the scenes, behind the glass that Gary and I can't see, his name is Christopher. I'll give it Christopher now. Chris Shaw. Is he there?
He's on the phone.
Chris Shaw, you there?
He's on the phone.
Gotcha.
Here he is.
Is Mama and Auntie there too? Behind the scenes, he's got his
no,
mama.
No, they still auntie. In the back room trying to take care of some other stuff.
Okay, well, it's his mom and auntie's here from Chicago.
Yep. Right, I got our first caller, our guest on the phone line with us, ready to go.
Wow.
Oh, the monitor's not working?
No, the monitor's not working again today?
So it's a surprise. I have no idea who's on the phone.
Well, right now, this hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Michael, I have one shout out.
You have a shout out?
I have one.
Okay.
I was thinking about it. I'd like to give a shout out to the State Council for Persons with Disabilities in Dover, Delaware. And John McNeil, the director, if you're listening, call in and say hi.
I'd like to hear some folks in Delaware. Oh, yeah, if you're listening,
Who do we have on the phone? I can't see the monitor.
Yeah, he's on the phone now.
Are you kidding
me? Not John, but Neil.
Oh, Neil from Duxbury.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, terrific. All righty. Well, hello there, Neil.
Is that the Neil?
That is the
Neil. Hi, Len. Hi, Guy Michael.
Wow.
Hi, Neil.
You remembered.
It's a miracle.
There you go. It's you a had a magnet on your refrigerator.
There you go.
It's an early Christmas miracle.
There you go.
This is Neil from Duxbury.
That's right. So what do you have to tell the audience, Neil? What's new at Duxbury?
I will say let him wait because I think he got a whole lot that he want to go in with you at 7:15. So I just wanted everybody to get...
Oh, that's right. He's early.
Right.
Yeah, he's early. You're early, Neil.
It's to make up for being so
there
late.
There you go.
Right, so he really anticipating on saying what he got to say, and I'm trying to hold him. So, Neil, hold on.
Okay, so we'll talk to you in a few minutes.
How long is the conversation when I'm on, just so I know I forgot?
Oh, just around 12 minutes or so.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No problem.
All right, so we'll talk to you in a few
Thanks
minutes.
Thanks all you guys.
Thank you, Chris.
So hold on, Neil. Don't go nowhere.
Okay, cool. All right.
You know, that reminds me. You don't want to hear something funny? You know... This is funny, folks.
What?
Reminds me of my sister.
Oh, yeah.
what he just did. Being Jewish, I don't know if most of you know that I'm Jewish.
No.
Yeah. Well.
Who told you that?
We have a holiday. We have a holiday that's very big on dinners. It's called Passover. And it's usually sometime March or April. And Passover, it's called a Seder. And you get the family together, and we always leave out one chair.
For Elijah.
And that's, don't ask me why we do it, we just do it. Anybody who's Jewish want to call in and tell why we do it, but we do it. We leave the one chair for Elijah.
You know why they call it Passover, Michael?
Let me hear. Well,
Passover to taters, please.
Oh, okay.
Well, get to
but I'm being serious.
Get to the
so what happens
story,
is, if my father may rest in peace, call the dinner, the Seder, 5 o'clock, let's say, on a Thursday night, right? And that's the first night. There's usually two nights, Thursday night, and the second night could be a Friday. There's two Seders usually. Anyway, everybody's sitting down. We're waiting for my sister. Well, we have the dinner, and she don't show. Okay. So here comes Friday. We're sitting down to eat, and here she walks in for Friday. So we all said, what happened to you last night? She says, I thought it was for tonight. No, it was last night. But you can sit down, you can join us. So she's always been that way all my life, where if you tell her 5 o'clock, she shows up at 6 o'clock. So now we tell her a day before, or you have to tell her, if you're gonna have it at 5 o'clock, you tell her 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock, because she's always late. That reminds me of what Neil just did.
And I wanted to tell everybody that today we didn't schedule too much because we would like you to call in. You all are relaxing at home. We'd like you to relax with us and call in. Tell us what's on your mind, okay?
Plus, we're going to discuss, Gary and I are going to discuss certain things
right.
that are relevant to the blind community.
That's right. And that article, too.
Yes.
About the lawsuit. Yeah, we have a lot going on in this show.
We're going to try.
We're going to try.
But you call in and let us know what you're doing on your holiday.
That's
right. Phone number is 407-894-1680.
All right. You want to go to break now, Chris? Okay. We'll go to break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk to Neil from Duxbury Systems.
Sounds good. We're going to break.
There we go.
Stay there. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. You'll hear Neil from Duxbury.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
If you're looking for the best Braille translation program, you need Duxbury Systems, the world leader in Braille software since 1975. DBT Win and DBT Mac. Screen reader friendly, easy to use, works with virtually any Braille embosser. Takes your files, Word, text files, HTML, etc., and converts the text to Braille. Free technical support, 12 months of free upgrades, free JAWS script files in 50 languages. Now you can write your documents in Word and then send it directly to your Braille embosser if you wish. Get to work. Visit DuxburySystems.com now.
National Braille Press encourages Braille literacy for all ages. They have developed the B2G, an Android device with a 20-cell refreshable Braille display. This device is fully independent and works as both a portable, simple computer and note taker. And if you're in the market for the most affordable smart Braille display, check out the Braille Me from Innovision. It can connect by Bluetooth to iOS or Android devices or a computer to download books and information onto an SD card. This new technology and low-cost device makes refreshable Braille available to everyone. A unique magnetic force raises and lowers the Braille cells, making it durable and long-lasting. Don't be overwhelmed by technology. Learn more at National Braille Press. Call 617-266-6160. That's 617-266-6160. Or visit us at www.nbp.org.
Have you ever fallen in your own home or know someone who has? You know as well as I do that the consequences can be awful, even fatal. But with Medical Care Alert's Help at the Touch of a Button service, you can get the help you need fast. Well, here's how it works. You get a small shower-safe button to wear, and if you need any help for any reason, just press the button. Medical Care Alert EMT-trained operators will know who and where you are and get you all the help you need. And they'll text and call your contact list to let them know that you are okay. All for around $1 a day with no long-term commitments. So call this toll-free number, 877-234-3033. That's 877-234-3033. And tell them the promo code radio.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is your host, Michael. And you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. For those people that are just turning in for the first time, don't know what you're listening to, we say we are the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. That's right, we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Hope you enjoy the show. Right now, up all the way from New England is Neil, who's the owner of Duxbury.
Well, thank you for the promotion, Michael.
Well,
let's put this I'm not the owner.
Oh, you're not the owner. Right here, I thought you were the owner.
Yeah. No, I'm not the owner. I'm not the founder. I'm just a guy.
Oh,
a guy from Duxbury.
The guy that runs the show.
A wonderful Labor Day weekend with you all.
Okay. Well,
I bet you got all your ducks in a row.
That's right.
it's a sad thing. a very brief aside. I live on a small lake with my wonderful wife, who happens to be blind.
Uh-huh.
And we had a bunch of people over for a gathering, a little party yesterday, and we have a small dock, and I scrubbed the dock so it was clear of duck droppings and poop droppings.
Dog poopy.
And then I look out minutes before everyone's going to show up, and there are literally 15 ducks on the dock.
You clean them.
And they were so happy to have a nice, clean dock to, shall we say, foul up.
That's funny, Neil.
But that's why they came up with the name Duxbury. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, right. I cannot pronounce your last name, so forgive me.
That's okay. It's Kuniansky.
Kuniansky.
It's much easier if you just let the letters fall out of your mouth and you don't think about it.
Kuniansky. All right.
Perfect.
I'd like to see a picture. Send me a picture sometime, Neil, of the pond with the ducks. I'd like to see that.
So, Neil.
Absolutely.
All right.
Tell me this.
Yes, Michael.
What is Duxbury? Because Gary and I were blind, but we don't know Braille. So tell me about, if you would, Duxbury, because you're a Braille company, right?
And does your wife use
it?
Your wife?
Yep, Duxbury. Go ahead, Lynn.
No, I just wanted to know if your wife uses Duxbury. Uh-oh.
She did. She's retired now, and she's trying to give up technology, except things that bring her pleasure, which is a ton of reading. She does use Braille for some things, but she doesn't do transcribe books or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly notes to herself and lists and book titles. But Duxbury, the name actually comes from Duxbury, Massachusetts, which was where the original mainframe computer was, where there was time on the computer back in the days. And so that's where that name comes from. And what we do is we make software for transcribing print to Braille. And so when Duxbury started, computers were extremely expensive things, and there was a project, a government-funded project, to see if computerized Braille transcription was even feasible. And it was, and that created what's known as DOTSYS, D-O-T-S-Y-S, which is, I believe, still in public domain, and was sort of a proof of concept, and actually became the basis for a lot of the early Braille translation projects, both commercial and not-for-profit. And so out of that, Duxbury Systems was born, and the first sale was back in 1976, was the first commercial sale.
Wow.
And it was very expensive, and you got Joe Sullivan, who would come and install it on your computer, which probably lived in a computer room in those days. Mm-hmm. If any of you guys or your audience are old enough to remember the white lab coats and the big air conditioners and what the state of computing was.
I went to college back in the 80s, and I'll tell you, the computer lab was like ice cold. You know, I couldn't figure out. Now with the computers, you don't have to have as cold anymore, but I remember in the old days of them computers.
Yep. Them old days were fun. They were a start. And so that's where the program started. And now a retail license for Windows or for Mac is $695. And it's a perpetual license, so what you get will run as long as you want it to. And we handle roughly, well, over 150 languages that we do Braille translation for. So if you need Hebrew without vowels for Jerusalem, we can do that. If you need Russian, we can do that. If you need Mandarin, we can do that. If you need English, we can do that too. And we also handle mathematics for a number of languages. And we drive all the Braille embossers. And DBT itself works very nicely with screen readers, screen magnification software, and refreshable Braille displays. And it can be a simple program to use, and it can be complex. So the tagline that is true is it's for those who are experts in Braille and those who aren't. And so that's the quickie explanation of what we do.
Okay, if anybody has any questions for Neil, please call now. Forever hold your peace.
407-894-1680. If you want to ask anything of Neil from Duxbury, now's the time to call. If you're interested, ask about Duxbury.
Right. We have a lot of people out there that use Braille. Michael does not.
Yep.
Gary does not. So
I got a question for you. When you're talking back in a time with the big computers, and the Duxbury's been there from the 70s, and there was more. Back in those days, there was more Braille readers, as what I would assume, compared to today, because technology today has gone, put us into the digital area, where I prefer to, even if I could read Braille, I'd rather listen to it on a digital books.
Well, I hate to burst your bubble. But I think there are a couple of things at play. In those days, you had academic schools for the blind. Right. And most blind children were segregated in their education, probably through 12th grade or so, mm-hmm. At least in the U.S. And when you have those segregated classes, everyone who can learn Braille will learn Braille. You have a lot of experts in teaching Braille, and they're teaching Braille every day, over and over again, year after year. And then what happened, along with technology, was the decision that maybe segregated schools for the blind weren't necessarily the right idea. And so as a country, we moved towards mainstreaming. So I think socially that did a lot of things, but it also diluted, if I can say this, I think the education in Braille. Mm-hmm. I think it became more of a chance. But I think the actual numbers in Braille are actually going up in Braille readers. Mm. It's just not hard copy Braille necessarily. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of people with Braille note takers, you have a lot of people with computers and Braille displays, and you have a lot of people around the world where Braille literacy is just taking off. I mean, it's in its infancy. And this is coming mainly through the inclusive education projects, where they're new literacy projects, but they're including those who need Braille. They're including those who need large print. So it's a very different situation now, internationally. And so I keep hearing the numbers are going down, and I keep seeing sales, and I keep thinking, who still needs to buy Duxbury? Well, apparently a lot of people.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
So,
and a lot of people in the workforce, I would imagine.
Yeah. The workforce, it's tremendous. Yeah, I mean, if you think back to the 70s, there were the employment numbers were really abysmal.
Yes.
For blind and visually impaired. And most of those who were employed, not all, but I dare say a great majority, were extremely underemployed. So it's not where any of us want it to be, but I really, honestly, maybe naively, I think things are getting a lot better. And
that's
the technology is improving. I mean, you think of where screen readers were, where Braille translation and Braille embossers were, refreshable Braille displays, you know, what's happened with them in terms of cost and
right.
functionality.
They're amazing.
And then, you know, there's a lot of progress.
Neil,
it wasn't that many years ago you paid a lot of money for a screen reader for your cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Can you tell people a little bit about the technical support and the upgrades and things like that?
Absolutely. Right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Tech support is via telephone, email, and then we also have user groups. It's free as long as you register your Duxbury when you buy it or get it. It's free to you. Tech support hours are 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern time in the U.S. If you need something different, we often can accommodate you, because the one thing that happens to us is we're all around the world. So, you know, the other day I'm calling a gentleman in New Zealand, and it is early in the morning here, and it is almost midnight there.
So you're working 24/7.
That's when he wanted me to call him.
Well, we had a company call in from Denmark last week, and I think it was around 2 o'clock in the morning there when they called us.
Yep.
3.
Yeah. Was it 3 o'clock,
yeah,
Aaron?
3.
Yeah, yeah. Well, well, thank you for calling,
yes.
Neil, and,
very
and
interesting.
You get back to your family and the ducks.
And the ducks.
Well, thank you guys for this great show.
You're welcome.
And
thank
you. Again, the email is just, you can go to info@duxys.com, and that's info@duxsys.com. Or the company website is duxburysystems.com, and that's DUXBURY. Systems with an S at the end, .com, and you can get demo versions of the software, you can learn history of the software, you can sign up for user lists, or not.
you. And also it's on our website, so they can just click on the button that says Duxbury Systems and go right to the website.
Well, thank you guys,
and have a great rest of
Labor Day weekend.
Yep. Neil, I got a suggestion for you. Quit feeding the ducks, you'll have a cleaner deck.
Do you hear what he said?
Quit feeding them ducks.
Take care, Neil.
Thanks for coming. Okay, thanks, guys.
All right,
Neil.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I want to discuss this right now. Very interesting when he's talking about Duxbury. Think about this logic for a moment. I don't know Braille, because I became blind later in life. And to learn Braille, I guess it takes time to learn, and that's my problem, taking time to learn. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people who go blind later in life, I'm going to say most of the people, not all, most of the people who go blind later in life, let's say above the age of 50, they might be in the same situation. So there should be, it'd be interesting, if someone in each area in the country could start teaching Braille for those people who have jobs like me and don't have time during the day to learn Braille. Because I myself, if I knew there was some place I could go that's not too far away from my house that to learn Braille, I would learn.
Or
I'd
maybe
like to learn.
How about this, Michael? Yeah. Night tutors.
Well,
tutoring.
That too, yeah.
They could come to your house, teach you.
Well, that'd be very interesting. Yeah.
Michael, before we go to break, I just wanted to
Now, I would like to ask this one question. Anybody who disagrees with that statement, call up. I'd like to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Is this true or false? Most people that know Braille are blind from birth. People that go blind early in life know Braille. But people after the age of 50, most people that are above the age of 50, they go blind after the age of 50. Most of those people don't know Braille.
Okay.
That's my statement. If anybody wants to correct me, I'm waiting for you to call. We can discuss it.
We have a lot to discuss.
894-1680. What?
Okay, so we have a lot to discuss the second hour. But I would like to just mention that if you are looking to get secure employment in the Orlando area, Central Florida area, just to remind you that Lighthouse Central Florida will offer the following to qualified candidates. They will reimburse you for up to $1,000 for relocation expenses. And if they hire you, you get a sign-on bonus of $500. So keep that in mind if you're blind or visually impaired and you live in the Central Florida area, or if you live in other parts of Florida and you feel like relocating, or different parts of the country and you feel like coming down to sunny Orlando. Sometimes rainy, but mostly sunny.
Not lately.
Yeah, just give them a call. It's 407-898-2483. I just wanted to put my two cents in there before we go to break.
We're going to go to break. We come back. We're going to do our first trivia.
That's right.
We're going to go break. Do our first trivia when I come back.
Talk about
Day
Labor Day.
Flying Beyond.
Be My Eyes is a free app that connects blind and low vision people with more than 1 million sighted volunteers. Volunteers lend their eyes to blind and low vision users through a live video connection, so both receiving assistance and volunteering has never been easier. Whether you're blind or visually impaired and need visual assistance with everyday tasks like identifying colors, reading expiration dates, or navigating. Or if you're sighted and would like to volunteer, simply download the Be My Eyes app on iOS or Android and select whether you're blind or sighted when you sign up. It only takes minutes to get started. Be My Eyes is completely free. You can make as many calls as you like 24/7. Download Be My Eyes from the App Store or Play Store today. For more information, visit BeMyEyes.com.
Everyone needs a little help organizing their home or office. The 6-Dot Braille Label Maker, manufactured by Logantech, lets you easily label your world with crisp, clear, quality Braille labels using patented, user-friendly technology. Now you can simply type the Braille into a Perkins-style keyboard and the Braille comes out effortlessly. It even has an automatic cutter and scores the tape so you can easily peel it without a struggle. If you want to use a QWERT keyboard instead, simply plug it in, type the words, and out comes the Braille. Mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get 10% off your order of any of our products. Contact info@logantech.com or call 203-721-6074. That's 203-721-6074. Label your world today. Logantech, improving your quality of life.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. visit industriesoftheblind.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We are going to trivia. For those folks that don't know what we're doing here right now, trivia, we're going to play songs. We do it usually 2 or 3 times a show. And we play the song, and you have to guess who's singing the song. And for that, we give a prize. That's right. So here is the first trivia. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. This young man, I'm going to give you a hint, he's been around for a lot of years. He had big hits, and he's performing all the time in Las Vegas. He's written a lot of big hits.
I can't hear it. Oh, there it comes.
Gone from my arms, gone from my lips, but you're still in mine.
Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680. Play a little more of the song.
We didn't get the beginning of it.
Oh, I'm so blue. What can I do?
For those who are still wondering who are we playing, who is the voice? I'm going to give you one hint, but I'm only going to give you now 3 minutes to answer because
this was already got it.
This was his biggest hit, and this was a number one song. I'm sure when you hear the song, you probably know who the artist is. Play the song, but only going to give it a short play, and 3 minutes from now.
My darling, I've been told, I don't care just what they say, 'cause forever I will pray, you and I will be as free as the birds up in the trees. Oh, please stay by me, Diane.
Okay.
That was so suddenly.
The song that we're trying to talk about right now is Summer's Gone. And I just gave a hint. This young man did Summer's Gone, and he did this, that song we just played, which was the number one song back in the 50s.
All right, just 2.5 minutes
I'm going to give you another
Michael,
hint.
That's it.
And down now to 2 minutes. He's from Canada.
Okay, okay, I'm ready. I got it. Okay. It was a tag team duo like a Batman and Robin. Okay. And you see him all the time on TV. Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin.
If you go to Vegas, he's there all the time. He lives in Vegas.
So I'm wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Okay.
You know who it is, Gary? Don't say it.
To give you another hint, the song My Way by Frank Sinatra, he did it.
I thought that was The Temptations. That's My Girl. I'm sorry.
My Way.
Yeah, My Girl.
Anyway, that's almost up. 2 minutes.
Almost up.
407-894-680. Nobody is getting it.
Wait,
I'm surprised.
Wait. We got a caller.
Caller.
After this, we're going to play a little bit of audio about Labor Day. I bet you don't know how Labor Day began.
407-894-680. I heard you, Lynn, about Labor Day. Got 1 minute.
Chris,
it was almost up.
Well, Labor Day, that's when a woman going to have a baby?
That's a good guess, but no.
Okay.
All right, who's on the line? You got someone on the line?
Yes, we do. We have all the way from the state capital of Florida.
Uh-oh.
We have the one and only Mr. Richard.
Oh, Richard.
Richard from Tallahassee. Here we go. Richard from Tallahassee. Do you think you know who's singing the song, Richard from Tallahassee?
That was Paul Anka.
100%
hey,
right. Paul Anka.
Hey.
You got it, Richard. You got it.
You won.
No. Where did I win? Anything?
Absolutely.
Yes, you did.
You just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
There you go.
Oh, wonderful.
There you
Nothing
go.
Nothing is better than that.
It pays to listen.
It pays to listen to
and
Ryan have Dunkin'
and
Donuts. That's
questions.
Right.
Well, I do thank you. And
I'm glad you're listening, Dick.
Well, hey, Gary, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. I miss
He's
you calling
on the show
in.
Before,
listen,
right,
listen.
Richard?
Now,
yes.
Are you going to tell me the pool water's been cold, too cold for
no,
swimming
that,
or what?
No, my swimming pool's about 87 degrees.
Listen, one November I was over there, day after Thanksgiving, right?
Yes, sir.
Water was 55 degrees, right?
Yep. And,
and I said, Gary, you used to swim in the Great Lakes. You're turning into a wuss.
Yep.
Right? And he said, no. And so I went in water.
He did. He went
and
in.
And I thought I was going to die for about 10 seconds, but it was all right.
Yeah, well, you proved you were wrong. It's cold.
Okay.
And anyway, so he will never bet me now that I'll jump in.
Uh-uh. There you go.
Trust
He knows better
than
that.
All
right.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Richard.
Okay. Well, thank
Enjoy
you.
Your donuts.
Hey, Richard, hold on. Let me get your information.
Yeah. Can we play
the...
I don't think Richard's got a bracelet.
I don't know, Gary, right now.
Richard?
If he doesn't, we'll send him
one.
Did you ever get a bracelet from our radio show, Blind to Be on Radio Show bracelet?
I've never gotten one.
We're going
to
get you one.
We'll send you a bracelet, too, then.
We'll send you one.
Is that 14 karat or sterling silver?
It's gold overlay.
Diamonds.
It's gold overlay.
Diamond overlays.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. So, Chris, while you're getting the address, can we play the audio, please, that talks about Labor Day from the History Channel? Listen up, everybody. Learn something here.
The Industrial Revolution modernized the United States and Canada during the 19th century. As people enjoyed steady employment, they compromised their rights in the workplace. Longer work hours and pay cuts were imposed. U.S. labor groups began protecting themselves by unionizing. In Canada, unions were illegal until 1872, when thousands of Ottawa laborers marched to Prime Minister John Macdonald's home. That year, Canada wiped the anti-union law from its books, and the march became an annual Canadian tradition. In 1882, Toronto labor officials invited an American union leader, Peter J. McGuire, to Toronto's labor celebrations. McGuire was so impressed that he suggested a workers' parade to New York City's Central Labor Union. He chose September 5th as the date because it filled the long void between July 4th and Thanksgiving. Coincidentally, that same year, a machinist from Paterson, New Jersey, Matthew McGuire, also proposed a laborers' celebration. On Tuesday, September 5th, 1882, thousands of New York City laborers marched from City Hall to Union Square. They gathered in Reservoir Park for an afternoon of picnics, concerts, and speeches rallying for an 8-hour workday. 2 years later, the Central Labor Union moved the parade to the first Monday in September. They also encouraged all U.S. cities to follow New York's lead and march for the working man's holiday, For many, the choice was to either spend the day at work or march without pay. That began to change when Oregon became the first state to legalize the Labor Day holiday in 1887. Other states, including New York, soon followed. It took a political disaster to put Labor Day on the national calendar. In 1894, railway workers in Pullman, Illinois, went on strike to protest wage cuts. President Grover Cleveland faced pressure to end the demonstrations and sent 12,000 federal troops to break the strike. Violence erupted. Two strikers were killed, and Cleveland's harsh methods made headlines. In an attempt to appease the nation's workers, he signed a bill to make Labor Day a federal holiday. Cleveland still lost that year's election. America's workers continued to gain power through the 1950s, when over a third of all labor forces were unionized. Labor Day had become a time to rally workers for safer conditions, fair pay, and benefits. But in the second half of the 20th century, the U.S. labor force diminished. Many factories closed. Jobs were outsourced to other countries. Today, workers still parade through blue-collar neighborhoods on Labor Day, and speeches unite the ever-dwindling labor force. But the day's true call has quieted. For now, most Americans leisurely enjoy the holiday as summer's last bow.
There you go.
Yeah, and I used to live in Philadelphia, and Labor Day was a big thing.
Was it?
Yeah, because Labor Day, that was meant the end of summer.
Right.
And the next day or 2 days later, you went back to school.
That's right. And now the kids
because
go so
Labor
early.
Day is the big thing up north. You go back to school.
They still do. Mm-hmm. Down here, we're well, already in school.
No, not in Florida. Florida, you go back to
2 weeks
August.
Early.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, that was. I didn't know it started in Canada.
I didn't either.
No.
I didn't either.
And back in the 1800s. Geez. Mm-hmm. Wow.
We want to bring up right now, there's something going on in this country that we want to discuss.
Right.
And I think it's a big thing we should discuss it.
Right.
And what it's about right now. And let's say this way, we're open for discussion. So if you think that Gary and I are wrong, then call us and discuss it. The phone number to call, 407-894-1680. What we're going to discuss right now, if you think it's right now for a business, a private business, I'm not talking a federal business, I'm not talking a state government business, I'm talking a mom and pop. The guy on the corner, should he be, let's say, his website and
he's
everything.
Sued over inaccessible websites.
Should it be blind, let's just say, where you can say, well, I'm going to sue him because I can't read anything about his menu or anything else because it's not informed. It's not anything you want to say. Whatever word right. you want to say that you're going to sue him.
Okay, so we got a phone caller right here from Orlando, our very own Miss Sherry.
Oh, okay.
Sherry Brun?
Hey. Hello.
Hello, Sherry Brun. How you
flash
doing?
From the
hey
past
there.
A week ago. How you doing, Sherry?
Yeah, how are you guys? Happy Labor Day.
Same Good. To you, Sherry.
And that was interesting what you played about it. I sort of knew that stuff, but it was really interesting.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. So what's on your mind today?
Nothing. I just called to say hi. Hey, Gary.
Hello, Sherry.
Doing
well,
great.
I'm glad you called because the reason we brought this topic up today, I came across this article, Sherry, and I'm sure I'd like your input on it. It was kind of upsetting to me, and I'm probably going to read the article. I hope you people won't be bored listening, but I need to read it to you. But it turns out there's a blind woman sued a Brooklyn company, actually called Brooklyn Brewery, over an inaccessible
website. We're going to break.
We're going to break so up to hold it there. Right there. We'll talk about it when we come back from the radio.
Yeah, hold on, Sherry.
Hold it. Right there.
Okay.
Don't go away.
Okay.
Going to break. Don't go away. Medical care. care alert. It's something you can't be without. For a dollar a day, well, let's say you can afford it. And the point is, it'll save your life. I had two friends that have died, and one almost died. Could have changed their whole life. Who knows? But the bottom line is this. Medical Care Alert. The EMT are all-American based, and they're certified. You can wear it on your neck or on your wrist. And Angie's List approved. And also have given 5 stars by many of their users. Call this phone number, 1-877-234-3033. 877-234-3033. The promo code is radio. Remember that name. Promo code radio for special pricing. Don't wait. Call today.
Call 1-800-299-0700. That's the number for Crystal Vision. Everyone should know.
Crystal Vision makes everything crystal clear. And adaptive equipment for people of all ages, like CCTVs, portable CCTVs, scanners, magnifiers, OCRs, and more. Visit us on the web at www.crystalvision.com. And remember,
to call 1-800-299-0700.
Choice Mutual. Remember the name. Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual, an insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We're talking right now to Sherry Brunn from Orlando, Florida. We've been talking right now about a subject that is close to, I think, Lynn and myself and Gary. The question is, what else do you people think about? Like, should blind people sue on anything? Read that thing, Lynn. We're not talking about suing someone that if you're a federal government or it's a state government.
Sherry, if you don't want to hang on, that's fine. If you want to call back, I'm going to read this really quickly. Okay.
Okay, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
All right. So, blind woman sues Brooklyn Brewery over inaccessible website. Okay. A blind woman hauled the owners of Brooklyn Brewery to civil court on federal discrimination charges for allegedly failing to provide a handicapped accessible website, her lawyer said. Queens resident Himelda Mendez got all hopped up there. She visited brooklynbrewery.com earlier this month and found the website inaccessible because it was not designed to work with the screen reading program she uses to browse the web. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you get the gist of that. And then... Mm-hmm. It was interesting that the NFB actually thinks the way I think. Chris Danielson, we all know, was quoted. He said, a lot of times a company doesn't even realize it has an accessibility issue. It's usually much more productive first to try to engage in a conversation. And my feeling is that at least give the people a chance. When before Michael became blind, we did not know anybody who was blind or visually impaired. We didn't have any friends that were blind or visually impaired. And let's just say we had a website. Well, actually, we did have a website for our garment industry. And we didn't think about those things. We wouldn't know, you know?
But we would have changed the website
if somebody told us and complained.
If somebody calls us and complains.
Right.
Or wants us. Or if we want to go after the blind community. Of course, then we would make the
changes.
Website accessible to the blind folks like myself. But the point being is... If you're a small company and you don't know about the blind people, you don't know there's a world outside that's blind, you're in mainstream, and you don't know how many people are going to look at your website that are blind, the question is, should you change your website for the blind if you don't even know they exist
and
buying your product?
And this legal assault
on businesses. It's just putting all these, it's a growing source of liability for the businesses. So
this woman had 18 suits that she was suing people.
What do you think, Sherry? What do you think?
I totally agree with you.
Good.
When I've run across an inaccessible website and it's been a local website, mm-hmm. or a small company, I will say you need to make your website accessible according to the
ADA.
World Wide Web
right,
Consortium.
The ADA. Mm-hmm.
And the ADA,
right.
Yeah, and the WWWC3 is what it's called also.
Mm-hmm.
And I will direct them to the NFB because they have people who will advise them. And I give them places they can go to talk to someone about it.
Well, that's
and I
good.
Think suing is absolutely wrong. You need to try to educate first before you seek legal action.
Well, my thing is vinegar and honey. If you went in there sweet and talked to them nice, be polite, explain the whole situation, instead of going in nasty, I demand this, ADA is going to be behind me on
right.
this and that.
That's
you
right.
know, that man would probably bend over backwards when you come in with the honey instead of the vinegar.
That's true.
You're right, Gary.
And this
yeah,
woman had 18
right.
suits that she's suing people. She has a lawyer that she works with, and they try to collect money.
It's about
that's the
money.
Whole idea. It's all about money.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
And our society is getting too handy. Or up, they're just getting too emotional with this. I'm going to sue. Everybody wants to sue now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting
right.
ridiculous.
Well, you
right.
know you know what the problem is with Sue? Sue can't date everybody.
That's right. But it's just getting
all
ridiculous.
Right. All right. Well,
thank you for calling in there, Sherry.
For calling in.
Thanks for participating, Sherry. We appreciate
okay.
it. Talk to you
okay,
soon.
Bye-bye.
My answer, to you folks out there listening. If you're blind,
we're going
if
break.
You're blind,
already?
You call in
wow.
and you discuss it with the small mama papa place. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll
it's
be
the
right
top
back.
Of the hour.
Top of the hour.
It is, yeah.